Mr. Perkins. It was good of you to come in. I realize that you're a busy man, but I didn't think this matter could be discussed over the electric telephone.
No, absolutely, Headmaster. I mean, if Tommy's in some sort of trouble, then I'd like to nip it in the bud.
Well, quite frankly, Tommy is in trouble. Recently, his behavior has left a great deal to be desired.
Oh, dear.
He seems to take no interest in school life whatsoever. He refuses to muck in on the sports field. And it's weeks since any master has received any written work from him.
Dear me.
Quite frankly, Mr. Perkins, if he wasn't dead, I'd have him expelled.
I beg your pardon?
Yes, expelled. If I wasn't making allowances for the fact that your son is dead, he'd be out on his ear.
Oh, he's dead?
Yes. He's lying up there in sick bay now, stiff as a board and bright green. And this is, I fear, typical of his current attitude. I have pleaded with him, and so has Matron, and he will make no effort.
Can't believe he's dead. He's always such a lively boy.
Well, that's what's so galling. I mean, he has no sense of moderation. One moment he's flying around like a paper kite. The next moment he's completely immovable and beginning to smell.
Well, how did he die?
Well, is that relevant?
Yes, I think so.
Well, it's all got to do with the library, you see. We've had a lot of trouble recently with boys taking out library books without library cards. Your son was caught, and I administered a beating during which he died. But you'll be glad to know... But you'll be glad to know that the ringleader was caught. So I don't think we'll be having any more trouble with library discipline. You see, the library card system...
I'm sorry, you beat my son to death.
Yes, yes, so it would seem. Please, I'm not used to being interrupted. The library card system was introduced.
Exactly, what happened?
Well, apparently boys were just slipping into the library and taking the books.
Well, during the beating?
Well, one moment he was bending over, the next moment he was lying down. Oh, no.
Dead?
Deadish. Mr. Perkins, I find this morbid fascination of yours with your son's death quite disturbing. What I'm talking about is his attitude. And quite frankly, I can see where he gets it from.
Well, at least I never beat him to death.
Well, that was quite obvious to me from the first day he arrived here. I wondered then, as I wonder now, if he might not have turned out to be a very different lad indeed if you had administered a few fatal beatings early on.
Are you mad?
I'm furious. In order to accommodate the funeral, I've had to cancel afternoon school on Wednesday. No, excuse me,
This is preposterous.
Yes, it is. Or at least it would be if it were true.
What?
I've been joking, Mr. Perkins. Pardon me, it's my strange sense of humor. I've been having you on.
Thank God.
I wouldn't cancel afternoon school to bury that little...
If you wanna,
but I'm going back to school.
You know I miss that old long-nosed teacher of mine.
I'm going back to school.
I'm gonna get me a diploma, or I'll die trying.
I'm going back to school.
Oh, I'm going back to school. I'm going back to school. All the pretty girls. That's where they'll all be.
I'm going back to school.
We'll have a lot of fun, just you wait and see.
I'm going back to school.
Oh, I'm going back to school. I'm going back to school.
Hey, Charlie.
Yeah, Dee.
Hey, you going back to school this year?
Yeah, I'll be right there.
Fine. Hey, Marv?
Yeah?
Hey, you going back to school?
Of course. I'll be there. I'll be there.
All right. Hey, Humphrey. Hey, Humphrey.
Yeah. What do you want, D?
Hey, look, you going back to school this year, boy?
No, I don't think I'm going to make it, D.
Hey, man, you better come on back to school, man.
What do you think, I'm a dumbbell or something?
Well, no, it's not that, Humphrey, but, man, we're sure going to miss you on the football team this year. I know that.
Hey, you're in a football team. And you know, I couldn't even find a job this summer. I think I'm going to make it back there, you know?
Yeah, you better come on
back. Hey, listen. I'm going back.
Come on, Humphrey.
I'm going back to school. I'm going back. I'm going back to school.
Come on, Tom.
I'm going back.
Attention all students, attention all students, fifth period strip search Bible class has been canceled.
Out before they see me.
girls, and future scientists, it's time once again for Mr. Wizard and his little friend, Timmy.
Well, hello, Timmy. Today, Timmy, we're going to take an old spatula, an inner tube, and some macaroni noodles to make a nuclear reactor.
Gee, Mr. Wizard, aren't nuclear reactors dangerous?
No, Timmy, but old spatulas are. They can poke your little eyes out. So I'll have to ask you to wear these goggles.
Mr. Wizard?
Yes, Timmy?
Remember those diagrams you showed me last week?
Well, I sure do, Timmy.
Well, how do turtles do it?
Timmy, this is science, not a brouhaha.
Brouhaha.
Now, see this glass tube and hose?
Yes, Mr. Wizard.
Know what it is?
A brouhaha?
Wrong.
A bomb?
It's a device I made out of a vase and an old garden hose to demonstrate how different molecules can combine to form a noble gas.
Are we going to discover the secret of life, Mr. Wizard?
We will if we're not careful, Timmy. Now, watch how this flame jumps in a flash when I pass it down on this nozzle.
Right, Mr. Wizard.
Know what it's called?
Jumpin' Jack Flash?
It's a gas, Timmy.
You got it, Mr. Wizard. Get down!
Timmy! Timmy, you knocked over the model brain case on loan from the high school.
Sorry, Mr. Wizard.
What am I going to tell Mr. Durfee?
Well, I'll pick it up, Mr. Wizard.
Timmy, whatever you do, don't squeeze the brain. Too hard.
Uh-oh.
Now you did it, Timmy. You punctured Our Lady of Fatima's medulla epiglottis.
Oh, I hit my head, Mr. Wizard.
Now, you just clean up that brain, Timmy. The brain is a terrible thing to waste. Don't you forget that. Now, I'll prepare our noodles for nuclear fusion.
Well, I'm going to take this aspirin, Mr. Wizard.
That's not an aspirin, Timmy.
It sure looks like an aspirin.
But it's not, Timmy.
It tastes like an aspirin.
Dangerous drugs, Timmy.
I swallowed it.
Timmy! That pill was designed to stun buffaloes when mixed with buffalo food.
Oh, wow.
Timmy.
Oh, my God.
Timmy.
Whoa.
Look at my tie, Timmy.
Down, look at Timmy. Laser
Timmy.
All over the place, Don.
God's sake, sit down, Timmy.
Right, Don.
Let this be a lesson to you, Timmy, and to all of Timmy's little friends out there. Never tamper with the awesome powers of science.
Right.
Science is in your future, Timmy.
Sure.
The future is in your hands.
And I have to eat with those hands, Don.
Sit down, Timmy.
I am sitting, Don.
My name is Mr. Wizard, Timmy.
Right, Don. Wow, I really do like this music, Don.
Okay, class, may I have your attention, please? Please put your books on the floor, along with your feet, and put your hands on your desk. No talking, please. And get out your pencils. There will be a quiz. Happy September, people. If you're going back to school, you have my sympathy. Always hated September, just because that's when school started again. And I considered dark thoughts rather than face the first day of school. I'm going to encourage you now to stay in school if you are in school. I'm a truck driver. I didn't stay in school. And look at me now, hiding away in a little room making podcasts. Oh, the shame. Stay in school, kids. We started with Rowan Atkinson and Angus Deaton, The Fatal Beating. Rowan Atkinson, of course, Mr. Bean. You didn't know he had a dark side, did you? And then D. Clark, I'm going back to school. Screw you guys, I'm going back to school. From D. Clark, whoever he is. I'll give you information when I put up my playlists on the website, so we'll save that for then. After that, Gregory's Funhouse, Back to School, and Mr. Wizard and Timmy from Stevens and Gridnick. And that brings us up to now, the end of first period. There won't be a quiz. It's too early in the school year for that sort of thing. But I do want you to pay attention, because this is the kind of stuff that we're preparing you for in life. And it can help you. Okay? So I'll be back in a bit with more stuff. Enjoy. Thank you. Thank you.
skipping school. Remember all those nasty songs we sung. Remember your lunch money. I lost shooting pool. I'll always remember being young. Remember the cigarettes we smoked in the jar. Remember the false fire alarms we rung. Remember the teacher we threw in the pond. I'll always remember being young. Wonderful 6½ years. Remember the gorilla we set free at the zoo. The study hall riot that we begun. We live to be 22. I'll always remember, always remember. I'll always remember being young.
A date with danger. A play-safe educational film presented in cooperation with your local school board. Now, Dr. Ernest Ranchman, M.D.
Hello, boys and girls and parents and teachers who use them. You know, one does not always know what one is letting oneself in for when one entertains a member of one's opposite sex. As illustrated by the old fable of the pig and the poke. I know from experience that children these days have problems just like real people. Grown-ups understand this, and youngsters sometimes get confused by strange and disgusting urges which are a normal part of growing up. But if these problems are handled by the child with intelligence and frequent hip baths, then there will be no necessity for expensive and humiliating medical treatment later on in life. Take the case of little Gary Brewster. Let me put that another way. Take the example of little Gary Brewster. He's captain of the football team, lieutenant of the debating squad, and sergeant at arms for the Cashmere Sweater Club. Let's join Gary, won't we? He's at the Hamilton High sock hop.
Girly Burberry, sure is a swell dance, huh?
Yeah, Gary. It's all Reed, Gary.
Thanks, Barbara. You're okay, too. Mm. So okay that sometimes it's hard to express my emotions in words, you know?
I know.
Gary, let me talk to you for a moment.
I can't now, Spike. I got my arm around my girlfriend, Barbara.
Let her rest, Daddy-O. This is important, man.
It's all right, Gary. I'll go help with the punch.
Well, okay. I'll see you a little later, Barbara.
Hey, Gary, man. Stinky and I want to let you in on something groovy.
Yeah, go ahead, Spike. Tell him.
We got bubbles in the parking lot.
Well, why don't you take a seltzer product?
Man, are you from Squaresville? Hey, Stinky, can you believe that? Tell our oblong friend about bubbles.
She's fast. She's loose. She puts out. She pulls in.
Stinky, tell him the good part.
Oh, yeah. She goes all the way.
Oh, I don't know. I'm in love with Berbera, and besides, I might get a venereal disease and it could ruin my chances.
Oh, I dated Bubbles 100 times, and look at me.
What's the matter, man? You chicken?
Chicky, chicky, cock-a-doodle-doo!
Hey, wait a second. I am not chicken to do anything.
Well, why don't you go out and see Bubbles?
Well, because nobody's dared me.
We dare you.
All right, take me to her. But I have to get back here to take Berbera home.
Don't worry, man. Everything will be the coolest.
Young Gary yielded to temptation in the back seat of a blue sedan and lost a part of his youth that he can never get back, as well as $5 he won't see again. What did he gain from this? A sick heart, a heavy conscience, and the nickname Tiny. The seed of Satan had given bloom to the lotus of lust. Later on that same evening...
Well, Berbera, I guess this is good night.
Yeah, Gary. There's just one thing. Something happened at the dance, didn't it?
Well...
You were with Bubbles, weren't you?
I...
Joanne said she saw you in the parking lot, didn't she?
No, Berbera. Don't jump to any tasty conclusions. You're my girl.
Gary, when we fell in love, do you remember that we signed that agreement that we would never lie to each other?
Sure, I remember it. What about it?
Well, I don't think you're telling the truth about Bubbles.
All right, I was with Bubbles. But it was different. It felt good, but it was ugly. It was kind of fun, but it was so ugly. Sure, it was exciting. Well, maybe it wasn't that ugly.
Gary, have you ever thought about me that way?
Of course not, Berbera. You're ugly. And besides, I love you. Except sometimes I wonder if you're only just a child.
Just a child? Why, I'm a woman, I bet.
Well, we'll talk about it in the morning. I am tired.
Gary?
Yeah?
If I have to do this to keep you from leaving me, all right, take me.
I had known Gary Brewster and Barbara Blake ever since they were very short. I had been their family doctor. Imagine my surprise when they walked into my office 2 months later in a very agitated state.
Hello, doctor.
Hello, doctor.
Well, Barbara and Gary, to what do I owe this suspected surprise? Well, doctor, here's what happened. We... The stove. And that's the whole story. Well, I won't beat around your bush. You felt you were old enough to do what you did, so you're old enough to face the consequences. Was it fun?
No, not really.
We lost respect for each other.
Yep.
Well, what I have to tell you won't be easy. You both have venereal disease and will have to undergo painful treatment. And I must warn you that you may die.
Oh.
And even if you don't, you could live like lepers the rest of your life.
Thank you, doctor.
I didn't know that.
I wish I had.
I hope what you have just seen has made you a smarter, more frightened person. Venereal disease is no joke, because it is not a laughing matter. To prove my point, you'll notice on my desk a large pickle jar, inside of which floats the remains of a 14-year-old girl who contracted venereal disease and shriveled away to the dead form on my desk. Look at it, boys and girls. Don't close your eyes. And remember, it is a stronger person who can say no to temptation than the one who says yes to temptation.
And now my eyes.
ivy walls have fallen down.
I had a girl and we were going steady.
Oh man, Michael, what's all this mush?
I used to walk her home each afternoon.
Yeah man, like you were too cheap to take the bus, you know?
But we went off to college and she quit me. And now these ivy walls are filled with gloom.
Oh man, not the walls. This whole scene is filled with gloom.
These ivy walls have lost their fascination. And life is getting tougher for me here.
Yeah, man, like, you're flunking out.
I have a notion to just be a rambler. I think I'll take a walk and disappear.
Why not? Like you've been lost for years, you know?
I think about the way it makes me jealous.
Oh, Mike, help.
To see her walking arm in arm with me.
Like, let's face it, man. Like she's got to walk with somebody, you know?
And I think about the stars up in the heavens.
Oh, man, like Orbitsville.
And wish that I could be on one.
But it's you're so way out, you're on the other side of them.
I think I'll take a ship and sail the ocean.
Oh, man, like that's true. A boat would help, you know.
And spend my life just roaming on the sea.
Yeah, man, while you're at it, why not, like, drown?
And kiss the girls from Panama to China.
Like Smoochville.
Then she'll be sorry she mistreated.
Seem like the squarest.
All right, Harry, you tell him.
How you may sing till echoes ring of the lives so glad and free, but college life, the knowledge life, is the life of all for me. Nothing to do but stay up all night, make believe, study, play cards and fight. The clothes that we wear are a wonder to see. In college days, we love to haze every little freshman here. We make him stand upon one hand, we pour things in his ear. Force him to eat up his gloves and shoes, take all his money to buy us booze. We shave off his hair and shampoo him with beer. In college games, we have the greatest fun of all. Breaking their bones and biting them.
Oh, splendid!
We will find a fellow who is thin and tall. And kick him in the chest. Joyously, the waiting ambulance we call. While we are busy in fighting them.
Rip it.
If anyone is left alive, the football team will do the rest.
Oh,
father and mother pay all of the bills, and we have all the fun of the friendly rivalry of college strife.
Hooray!
We have to figure an awful lot to tell them what we've done with the money that we spend for college life.
All right, fellas, sing.
Oh, father and mother pay all of the bills, and we have all the fun of the friendly rivalry of college strife. We have to figure an awful lot to tell them what we've done with the money that we spent for college life.
Kitty! Kitty! There's a brand new craze of late today. It's quite a walksome fun of day. What ho, let's go, come later. Kitty! Kitty! Snap your fingers, walk around the bed, shake your shoulders, close foot down the bed. When it's got you get crunching. That's college rhythm. Lift your skirt, oh, lift your pants a bit. First you strut and then you dance a bit. Do it low down, hardy hold down. That's college rhythm. Sway. And then you stop. And then you hop. And then you jump. breaking it, learn it quick and get the kick in it. All the world will soon be doing it. Hey, professor, yes, sir, that's college rhythm.
The best I've got.
Well, that's the way you play college humor.
Why do we have to sing this silly tune?
You mean to say I got you pecking too?
Why do we have to hear the corny joke?
Help, babe, kangaroo.
Thank you.
that collegiate fanny on the phone. Listen, honey, to my moan. You had better be alone, sweetheart. No more bashfulness for me. Since I found this recipe, college love's the thing for me, sweetheart. You have a way of careful petting that's perfection. So in a moment, I'll be going in your direction. Where's my sticker? All aboard. Be there quicker than a Ford. Collegiate Fanny, you're the one for me.
Okay, class, we'll just take your seats. I always remember going back to school, like, say, I don't know, junior high school and high school. My fondest memories were that the girls were getting more interesting. Don't get me started. Okay, the guys also were getting nastier. I don't know what the trouble was there, but... I guess it was the testosterone brought out by the football team. Not sure. But I never had a good time. Because I was a nerd, you know. I was a kind of a hippy-dippy kid. Football team guys used to beat the crap out of me all the time. It was not a happy time for me. But enough about me. We're talking about the music here. We started with the Dellwoods from an album put out by Mad Magazine, of all people. That was I'll Always Remember Being Young. Credibility Gap after that. Harry Shearer, Mike McKean, and David Lander. That was A Date with Danger from their first album called Makes a Great Gift. Following that, Herbie and the Class Cutters, like those Ivy Colored Walls, man. And then we paid a little visit to the college lifestyle. We had College Life, was from Ian Whitcomb. After that, Jimmy Greer and his orchestra with a vocal there by Lida Roberti. That was College Rhythm. Sorry about the interference there. Just a bad recording, but I much prefer Lida Roberti vocals to just about anybody. After that, Larry Clinton Orchestra, College Humor, and Collegiate Fanny from the K. Kaiser Orchestra featuring Sully Mason. All right, that brings us up to third period now. I want you all to just sit back and pay close attention. Like I said, there won't be any quiz. This is all for fun. So, enjoy, please.
We'll be right back. you can get out of school at noontime. Get your mom to pick you up. Enroll in a work study program. Learn about the daily run. Hire high school girls. Hire high school girls. Hire high school girls. And high school boys, too. Well, they can work on weekends. Or part-time as volunteers. Nighttime or a split shift. Set examples for their peers. Well, you can get out of school at noon time. Get your mom to pick you up. Enroll in a work-study program. Learn about the daily run. Hire high school girls. Come on, hey. We'll be right back.
as you know, your regular teacher, Sister Rosetta Stone, is on a small vacation. However, she does send her love and these finger paintings and dust cloths she's making. I am your substitute teacher, Sister Mary Elephant. Attention. Attention, class. Class. Thank you. Young man, now give me that knife. Thank you. Now, class, you all know who I am, so let's find out who you are. Thank you.
Hey, come on, man.
Now, Billy, where are you going?
I gotta go to the can, sister. I'll be right back.
You sit down, Billy.
Hey, no. Hey, I gotta go
you
to the
sit
can.
Sit down, Billy, and whatever you have in your mouth, swallow it immediately.
Oh, hey, thanks a lot, sister.
Hey, Billy, here, swallow these too, man.
Now, class, I know that all you boys and girls here at Our Lady of 115th Street are too young to have any dealings with any of these dangerous drugs. But, as St. Dominic always said, O fili mi boni belli, Dominus forbiscum beni selling all his dominoes.
Who said that, man?
And with that, I want you to give Mr. Stadenko your undivided attention. Mr. Stadenko.
Thank you very much, Your Grace. And good afternoon, boys and girls. Thank you for inviting me into your classroom today. Now I have in front of me a green leafy substance which I am going to light. Now I wonder, could one of you boys and girls guess what this substance might be?
Pot.
Acapulco Gold.
No, it's Michoacan, man. Michoacan.
Homegrown.
No, it's Michoacan, man.
Well, that's very good, class. My sister, they do seem rather well informed.
Oh, they are, Mr. Stadenko. They are. Why, just last week I gave out 15 holy cards.
Well, that's great, sister. Okay, class. Now, as you know, this drug in front of me is what they call marijuana, or as it's known in the hippie world.
That's pot, man.
Pot, that's right.
Joint.
Joint.
Reefer, man.
Yes, reefer.
Jet.
yes, but we don't call it that. We have other words for it. Now, contrary to popular belief, kids, and let me level with you. This stuff can give you brain damage. Make no mistake about that. It can. I know they've had other tests where they say it doesn't harm you, but believe me, kids, this stuff is dangerous to fool with.
Don't look dangerous.
And remember, only dopes use dope. Now, class, are there any questions? Yes, the young fellow in the front row with the orange and purple shirt. You have a question?
Yeah. Hey, who cuts your hair?
Right on, man.
Class! Class! Yeah. Now settle down, class! Now that wasn't very funny. Now settle down and give Mr. Stadenko your undivided attention. Mr. Stadenko.
Thank you, sister. Now, are there any more questions?
Yeah, man, I got a question.
You in the vest, is it?
Yeah.
You have a question, do you?
Yeah, man.
About the drug.
Yeah, about the drug thing. Hey, man, like I was watching TV the other day, man, and like they said, like if you knew some guy that was pushing like the drugs, man, and then you could call a telephone number and you could get a reward if you turn him in. Is that still on, man?
That's a very good question, son, and I'm glad that you brought it up. I was going to get to that. Yes, boys and girls, there is a program in which you can participate. Now, we are offering a reward for the pusher. Now, if there's anybody here has any information about a drug pusher, be it your brother or maybe your mother and dad, if you give us your name, we will give you a reward for turning in the drug pusher.
Hey, man, how much is the reward, man?
Well, actually, son, I'm not... I can't disclose the amount. It depends on how much drugs are confiscated.
Well, then, but you have to tell the guy's name first, huh?
That's right.
Oh. Hey, well, I want to turn in Billy, man.
Hey, what are you talking about, man?
Hey, man, you sold me that shit, man. Wouldn't get a fly high.
Hey, I
want to
clean you, man.
Well, come on.
You're a stoolie, you puke.
Well, come on, man. You sold me that stuff, man.
I'm gonna get you, man.
It's nothing but oregano, man.
Oregano.
I took it home, and I was selling it to my brothers and sisters, man. They wouldn't even get off on it, man.
Well, if it's oregano, you beaner, you can use it in your soup.
Hell yeah, who's that beaner? Come on, man.
You're
you want to chat?
Yeah,
let's get down, man.
I'll meet you outside, man.
I don't need to go outside. Come on, let's go right there. Come on, get right here. Put your money where your mouth. This, man.
Well, come on, man.
Well, take that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, take... Come here, you puke. Quit running. Wait, get out of there.
Class!
Quit hiding behind the sister. Come on, man.
Class! Now, you boys, stop that fighting.
Hey,
class,
up,
settle down.
Hey,
class! Mr. Sedenko, help me.
It's all right, sister. I'll tell you what. I'll go call the police.
Lenny the Leopard was a pop-out.
He played all day, wouldn't go to school. He didn't care about the golden rule.
That's why he was such a fool. Lenny the Leopard. Lenny the Leopard was a glum one. Lenny the Leopard was a dumb one.
How could he ever live a life of ease when he couldn't say thank you and he wouldn't say please?
He never learned his ABCs. Lenny the Leopard. Lenny the Leopard was a smarty. He thought that life was one big party.
As years go by, he's gonna learn his fate and wanna go to school so he can graduate.
But he'll find out that it's too late for Lenny the Leopard. Don't be like Lenny the Leopard. Don't be like Lenny the Leopard.
When he grew up, he had money to spend. With all his money, couldn't find a friend.
And that was the very end of Lenny. Lenny, poor Lenny. Poor Lenny. Poor Lenny the Leopard.
Counting sheep when you're trying to sleep, being fair, when there's something to share, being neat, when you're folding a sheet. That's mathematics. When a ball bounces off of a wall, when you cook from a recipe book, when you know how much money you owe. That's mathematics. How much gold can you hold in an elephant's ear? When it's noon on the moon, then what time is it here? If you could count for a year, would you get to infinity or somewhere in that vicinity? When you choose how much postage to use, when you know what's the chance it will snow, when you bet and you end up in debt. Oh, try as you may, you just can't get away from mathematics. Andrew Wiles gently smiles, does his thing, and voila, QED, we agree, and we all shout hurrah. as he confirms what Fermat jotted down in that margin, which could have used some enlarging. Tap your feet, keeping time to a beat of a song, while you're singing along, harmonize with the rest of the guys. Yes, try as you may, you just can't get away from mathematics.
So as a public service here tonight, I thought I would offer a brief lesson in the new math. Tonight, we're going to cover subtraction. This is the first room I've worked for a while. It didn't have a blackboard, so we will have to make do with more primitive visual aids, as they say in the ad biz. Consider the following subtraction problem, which I will put up here. 342 minus 173. Now, remember how we used to do that. 3 from 2 is 9, carry the 1. And if you're under 35 or went to a private school, you say 7 from 3 is 6. But if you're over 35 and went to a public school, you say 8 from 4 is 6. Carry the 1, so we have 169. But in the new approach, as you know, the important thing is to understand what you're doing rather than to get the right answer. Here's how they do it now. You can't take 3 from 2. 2 is less than 3, so you look at the 4 in the tens place. Now that's really 4 tens, so you make it 3 tens. Regroup, and you change a 10 to 10 ones, and you add them to the 2 and get 12, and you take away 3. That's 9. Is that clear? Now instead of 4 in the tens place, you've got 3 because you added 1, that is to say 10 to the 2. But you can't take 7 from 3, so you look in the hundreds place. From the 3, you then use 1 to make 10 ones, and you know why 4 plus minus 1 plus 10 is 14 minus 1, because addition is commutative, right? And so you got 13 tens, and you take away 7, and that leaves 5. Well, 6, actually, but the idea is the important thing. Now go back to the hundreds place. You're left with 2 and you take away 1 from 2 and that leaves... Everybody get 1? Not bad for the first day. Hooray for new math! New math! It won't do you a bit of good to review math. It's so simple, so very simple, that only a child can do it. Now that actually is not the answer that I had in mind, because the book that I got this problem out of wants you to do it in base 8. But don't panic. Base 8 is just like base 10, really, if you're missing 2 fingers. Shall we have a go at it? Hang on. You can't take 3 from 2. 2 is less than 3, so you look at the 4 in the 8th place. Now that's really 4 8, so you make it 3 8, regroup, and you change an 8 to 8 ones, and you add to the 2, and you get 1 2 base 8, which is 10 base 10, and you take away 3, that's 7. Okay? Instead of 4 in the 8th place, you've got 3 because you added 1, that is to say 8, to the 2. But you can't take 7 from 3, so you look at the 64s. 64. How did 64 get into it? I hear you cry. Well, 64 is 8 squared, don't you see? Why, you ask a silly question, you get a silly answer. From the 3, you then use 1 to make 8 ones. You add those 1s to the 3, and you get 1, 3, base 8. Or in other words, in base 10, you have 11, and you take away 7, and 7 from 11 is 4. Now go back to the 64s. You're left with 2, and you take away 1 from 2, and that leaves... Now let's not always see the same hands. One, that's right. Whoever got one can stay after the show and clean the erasers. Hooray for new math. It won't do you a bit of good to review math. It's so simple, so very simple, that only a child can do it. Come back tomorrow night. We're gonna do fractions.
Who can turn a can into a cane? Who can turn a pan into a pane? It's not too hard to see, it's silent E. Who can turn a cub into a cube? Who can turn a tub into a tube? It's elementary for silent E. He took a pin and turned it into a pine. He took
took a twin and turned him into twine. Who can turn a cap into a cape? Who can turn a tap into a tape? A little blob becomes a globe instantly if you just add silent E. He turned a damn alakazam into a dame, but my friend Sam stayed just the same. Who can turn a man into a mane? Who can turn a van into a vein? A little hug becomes huge instantly. Don't add W, don't add X, and don't add Y or Z, just add silent E.
Are you bored with your present job? Does your life seem more like a life sentence? Well, now there's an amazing opportunity for young and talented people in the rapidly expanding area of jurisprudence. Yes, you can have success, even wealth, by enrolling now in the famous judges' school. You may be under the impression that it takes years of training to become a judge, but you're wrong. America's ever-increasing backlog of court cases and the shortage of qualified judges have created a crying need, and more old judges are leaving the bench every day. Just look at today's headlines. Judge indicted for extortion. Judge gets 30 years. Judge caught running a call girl ring. Who will replace these men? Why not you? Send for our free booklet, Career Opportunities in the Judging Profession. It could be just the reprieve you're looking for.
Shut up in the library. I don't care what you have to say. No noise, no clatter, no chatter, no laughter. You're not in here to play. I want your nose inside a book and I want to see your pass. And you better have a good reason why you're not in class. You against the wall, wipe that grin off of your face. What do you think you are doing, chewing bubblegum in this place? You against the window, what's that in your hand? You're gonna see the principal, he's gonna kick you in your can. Shut up in the library, I don't care what you have to say. No noise, no chatter, no clatter, no laughter. You're not in here to play. I want your nose inside a book and I want to see your pass. And you better have a good reason why you're not in class. Stop looking out the window. Get those daydreams out of your head. Didn't you understand me? Didn't you hear what I just said? Don't lean that chair against the wall. Put the legs down on the floor. You over there, I see you trying to sneak out the door. Shut up in the library. I don't care what you have to say. No noise, no clatter, no chatter, no laughter. You're not in here to play. I want your nose inside a book and I want to see your past. And you better have a good reason why you're. The next one that talks has had it, I'll make you stand out in the hall. Shut up, shut up, shut up, I see you picking your nose by the wall. If you must go to the bathroom, one by one you'll take a turn. Stop congregating by the card catalog, don't you know you're here to learn? Shut up in the library, I don't care what you have to say. No noise, no clatter, no chatter, no laughter. And I want to see your pass. And you better have a good reason why you're not in class.
Okay, come on, settle down. I know you're anxious to go to lunch, but just a few more minutes, okay? We started that set with something from The Groceries. That was Higher High School Girls, and high school boys too. The Frantics, a comedy crew from Canada, not really given much to music. That was Heavy Metal Shop. Cheech and Chong after that. Sergeant Stadenko visiting Sister Mary Elephant. The Rocking Horse Players after that, and Lenny the Leopard, that silly dropout leopard. Stay in school, kids, I'm serious. And then a couple from Tom Lehrer, who was a teacher before he decided he could make more money playing music, playing his silly little songs. Tom is still alive now. I don't know how old he is, but he's still up there somewhere in the Boston area. He used to teach at Harvard. He was a math teacher. That explains the two math songs. That's Mathematics and New Math. I don't know, he made it sound very simple in the new math. It really is simple, you know. And then Silent E. That came off of a Sesame Street record. And then the Conception Corporation, famous judges school. You know, thought judges had to go to law school? No. Matchbooks. And then Barry Lewis Polisar, Shut Up in the Library. Okay, so that does it for the first day of school. I hope it's not being too hard on you. I know it can be a tough thing, but hang with it. It's a whole new year. I know September's aggravating as hell, but you can do this. You can do this. And there's something for it, for you in it. Got it? All right. So we got a mystery tune for you here. The only hint I'll give you is a set of famous parents. And this may explain how their famous son was born. All right. So enjoy. I will see you next time. And I'll just say it again to help it. Stay in school, you little twerps. Goodbye.
For the purposes of reviewing, who can give me a definition, the meaning of the word hygiene? Howard?
Bodily functions.
Very good. All right. Now, Kevin, can you be more explicit on that?
Clean.
Clean. Diane?
Yes, it's a method we use so we don't become diseased.
Ill. Ill is the word, Diane. Now, we're going to take a new subject today, the subject of reproduction, or how we come to be.
Oh boy. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now, I wonder who can tell me what we mean by the word reproduction. Kevin?
Born.
Born, very good. Diane?
Baby.
Baby, born. Howard?
I agree.
All right, Howard. Now, I wonder who can tell me what we mean when we say how we come to be.
Oh,
Diane.
Yes, well, there's a man and a woman, and they live in this house, and they finish dinner, and they turn off the television set, and they go upstairs, and then they go to sleep.
All right, Diane. You see, Diane, you misunderstand the subject. The subject is reproduction, or how we come to be.
Oh yes.
Now, let's begin with the little fishes in the sea.
Oh, yeah, little fish.
The fish reproduce in the following manner. The female fish swims to a spawning place where she spawns. Yes, Diane, you have a question?
Yes, Miss Dudley, is spawning like going to sleep?
No, Diane. The fish is wide awake at all times. Now, after the female fish swims to the spawning place, she deposits her roe, and then she swims away.
Miss Dudley?
Yes, Kevin.
What's roe?
Roe is fish eggs. That's a good question. Roe, let's say it together now.
Roe.
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 Again.
Roe.
In unison.
Yeah. Roe your boat gently down the sea.
You started that, Kevin. I saw you. Don't encourage him, Howard.
Howard was singing too.
I don't care what
Howard was singing.
Kevin's the ringleader.
Howard was singing
too. All right, people. All right, people. We'll continue now.
He always sings and I get blamed.
All right. To continue, after the female fish deposits her roe, a very wonderful thing happens.
Yeah.
The male fish swims over the roe and fertilizes the roe. Oh. Then he swims away.
Oh, Miss Dudley?
Yes, Kevin. Yeah.
How does that male fish, how does he fertilize all those roes?
That's a very intelligent question, Kevin. It's a very good... Yes, Howard?
The male fish, how does he fertilize all those roes?
All right, people. The male fish swims over the roe and spills a fluid on the roe. Now, this fluid contains... spermatozoa. Then the roe grow up and become fish.
Yeah, they become fish.
Now, we learned a new word today, didn't we?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Roe.
No. I wonder who can tell me what that new word was. Diane?
Yes, spermatozoa.
Oh, yes,
spermatozoa.
Correct. Yes, Howard.
Miss Dudley?
Yes.
The male fish... does he fertilize only his wife's roes, or can he... or does he just plunk any old roe?
No, Howard, the word is fertilize.
Does he fertilize any old roe?
Now, this is a very good point that Howard has brought up. You see, Howard, fish travel in groups called schools. So the male will only fertilize the roe of the female who is in the same school.
If he's in the same school, then he can fertilize the roe.
Correct.
Yeah, that's what happened to Harriet.
What happened to Harriet?
Georgie fertilized her roe. At the beach party.
All right now, I'm not going to tell you again. People, please.
All right.
All right now, Kevin, since you seem to be on the alert, I'm going to ask you for a summary, Kevin, a summary of all we've learned so far.
Well, the female fish.
Yes.
It swims to a spawning place, mm-hmm. and then it stays awake.
Yes.
And then... it deposits a whole lot of roes.
Yeah.
See, it swims away, see? How do mammals do it?
Now, this shows you've been paying attention, Kevin, mm-hmm. and it's an intelligent question. It shows mm-hmm. a questioning mind,
yeah.
and I appreciate it.
How do mammals do it?
Well, let us begin with the chicken. I wonder who can tell me how the chickens come to be. Diane?
Yes, well, there are these chickens, and there's this hen house, and at the end of the day, when they get tired, they go into this hen
All
house.
All right, and then that's fine. Very good. Kevin, can you tell me how chickens come to be?
Yeah. The female chicken.
The hen.
The hen lays an egg.
The word is deposit.
Oh, the hen lays a deposit.
Doesn't do that.
The hen lays a roe?
No, Kevin.
Well, what the heck does a hen lay?
Hen rows a leg.
Oh.
No, the hen lays a... deposits an egg.
Oh, the hen.
Deposits an egg.
Deposits.
Yes, continue your thought.
An egg. And then the rooster.
That's right.
That's the male hen.
That's right. The male chicken, yes.
Male chicken is a rooster.
What does he do?
He comes over to the egg and he stands on top of it. And he spills spermatozoa all over the egg.
No, he doesn't do that, Kevin. Now, Kevin, I want all of you to pay attention. This is very important. The rooster fertilizes the egg before the hen deposits the egg.
Oh,
that's how my father did it.
Mm.
He's not a fish.
All right, Howard. Yes, Kevin.
Well, listen, how does the rooster fertilize the egg?
Yes.
While it's still inside of the hen.
Well, that's a good question.
I know, Miss Dudley.
Never mind, Diane.
I mean, how does he get all that spermatozoa way up
He'll
inside?
Get to
I
know. Diane, will you shut up? Now, class, I want you to know you're all asking very good questions. Chickens and fish are different.
Oh.
You got that?
Yeah,
now,
sure.
Chickens reproduce chickens by making physical contact.
Oh,
is
yeah.
Is that clear?
Sure, yes, yeah. Sure.
No, that's not clear.
Yeah, it's clear. It's clear.
No,
it's clear.
I'm afraid I've confused you a little bit.
No, my mother
with the
has
words,
a book,
physical
you know,
contact.
No,
all right, Kevin.
Yeah, when, you know,
now,
when
please put your hand down, Diane.
Yeah, my mother has a book. You
all
know.
Right, forget about your mother's book.
All
we
right.
are studying reproduction.
Yeah, she
all
keeps it in the bedroom there.
Kevin. All these very strange and mysterious things will suddenly become clear to you tomorrow.
I can bring in some pictures if you
like. No, you can't bring in pictures, Kevin. Okay. You will understand these things tomorrow when we study reproduction in the mammal. Tomorrow, Kevin.
All right.
We'll sum up right now. Howard.
Fish gotta swim, birds gotta fly.
That will do, Howard. Kevin.
Spermatozoa.
All right, fine. Diane?
Well, fish and chickens have babies without ever going to sleep.
Class dismissed.